Welcome to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. Today is Monday. And for you, that might mean a few things. Maybe today is a bad day. Maybe today you're driving into the office begrudgingly after a long or too short of a weekend, going to see a boss that you hate, sitting at a desk you despise, working with colleagues that you are apathetic about. Perhaps maybe you have problems from the weekend, problems from last week, problems from the month, problems from the year that just don't seem to be resolved. Or maybe it's quite the opposite for you. Maybe you've had a great weekend. You've relaxed a great deal. Maybe you even had a three-day weekend and you're enjoyed and refreshed. You had a respite from the world. But today is Monday. And what that means for you is that today we're going to give you your daily week, your daily dose, weekly dose of inspiration, your Monday morning inspiration. We're going to pull from the blogs of our counselors at Taylor Counseling Group to give you some thoughts, advice, and inspiration for your week. And if it's not Monday, that's okay. You can enjoy the thoughts, advice, and inspiration all the same. And I hope you do. I hope you get a lot out of it. Today's Monday. Today is all about you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show for self-examination. I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and this show is all about inspiration. It's about your Monday morning inspiration. It's all about you. It's all about here, all about how to help you be the best version of you. And we're going to pull from thoughts, advice, and inspiration from our Taylor Counseling Group blog, which you can find at taylorcounselinggroup.com/blog. You can also find our podcast on the website as well at taylorcounselinggroup.com. So welcome to the show. This is episode 10, and we are here with Cecilia Wright. We are very excited, and you know we're here talking about the holidays. So welcome to the show. It is October. It is fall time. It is sweater weather. It is just feeling great outside, and I'm loving it. Fall is my favorite time of the year. I just love it. I love when it gets cool. I cannot deal with the heat. I cannot deal with 100 degree heat. I do not know why I live in Dallas. It is way too hot here in the summertime. But we are getting rid of that now. The cool air is coming in. The leaves are turning colors and maybe falling. Who knows? It's Texas. I don't really know what the trees are doing half the time. But we are here for our second episode this month in October. So, you know, today's Monday, which is kind of our sort of slogan thing. Some of my wonderful coworkers have begun to tease me about that on Mondays now. So I think that's fun. But it is Monday, and today's all about you. So let's talk about you. Now, holidays are coming up. Our last episode, all about, you know, kind of talking about the different things in holidays, why we can get really stressed, kind of like this pressure we feel to be a part of everything, to do everything. We got a lot of FOMO, you know, we talked about that last month. We've got a lot of financial stressors, relational stressors, spiritual stressors. There's just a lot of stuff going on. So it's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's very normal to fall into a bit of a funk of a depression or an anxiety event occurring. That's all part of it. It's all just very normal. So it's definitely something that you may feel, or you have felt, or you are feeling now for the holidays. And we just want you to know that that's okay. It's perfectly normal to feel that way. So this episode, you know, we have our very wonderful Cecilia Wright from Taylor Counseling Group, one of our therapists in our Dallas office. And Cecilia is a fantastic therapist. She has a great deal of experience working with clients of diverse backgrounds. She is bilingual, and she does offer therapy in Spanish, which I just think is really cool. So we're able to kind of take advantage of that and offer therapy to, you know, clientele that we normally wouldn't be able to. And I think it's also good for clients that speak Spanish, if that's your first language, to be able to, you know, have a conversation in your first language. I think it's just so much more valuable and helpful to have that. So we're really grateful to have Cecilia on staff and to have her here today. And before I tell you about her, just you know, as a reminder for you, if you are looking for therapy, that's okay. You know, Taylor Counseling Group is definitely here for you if you're in DFW. If you're not, go to Google, go to Psychology Today. You can find us online at TaylorCounselingGroup.com. You can give us a call, 214-530-0021. You can email us, info@TaylorCounselingGroup.com. You can even find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. I'm sure there's something else that we're on. Typically, we're just at @TCG_Dallas. That'll typically get you to us. so please, definitely, you know, reach out if you need something. And remember, our last episode of the month is that Ask Me Anything. So if you have a question about counseling during the holidays, or just something you want to share with us, or just a question in general, you know, feel free to send us a tweet at @TCG_Dallas. So like I said, we are very excited to have Cecilia Wright on the show today. And just to kind of tell you a little bit about Cecilia, she did graduate from Dallas Baptist University and does kind of do a lot of CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy with clients. And she also works from a family systems perspective as well. So she works with clients typically 8 and older. She doesn't really do play therapy, but does have that kind of experience working with the family systems. You know, I'm just going to stop telling you about her and just let her do it. So a great interview with Cecilia today. We're really excited to have her on the podcast. So Cecilia, welcome.
So we are very excited to have our very own Cecilia Wright on the show today. Cecilia is one of our newer therapists in our Dallas office, and she's just doing such a great job just working with clients. So we're really excited to have her here today. Cecilia, tell us about you. Welcome to the show.
Well, hi, thank you for having me. My name is Cecilia. I'm married, live in the North Dallas area, no kids yet, but a very crazy dog. And let's see. Yeah, very, very nuts. I've been in the Dallas area for a few years now. I've been in counseling for a few years as well. And I'm actually from Venezuela in South America, been in the United States for 15 years. So that's part of my story, just transitioning. And that's what I love to do when I see clients, help them transition as well. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Oh, wow. That's great. So that must have been a pretty big change for you culture-wise to move from Venezuela to here.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was tough. I'm very grateful to have a very supportive family that was there for me and that helped me a lot just to transition with the language, the culture, all those things. So it was tough, but, you know, we did it and we got through it and here we are.
Wonderful. So do you feel like that's kind of helped you a little bit with your clientele, having that sort of cultural difference, that kind of experience?
Yes, for sure. It's helped me to relate to people in any type of transition, not even just moving from different countries or different cultures, but it's also helped me understand the family system a little bit better when there's any type of change, right? How marriages change, families change, you know, even just kids going to school, you know, that changes the family system. So it's helped me to see that too.
Yeah, it's so funny how everything's really sort of tied to the school system. You know, school ends, finals are coming up, everyone's going, you know, bonkers, trying to schedule everything, trying to figure everything out. And then there's summer and there's all this time, and then school starts back and we all go back to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So this show is all about surviving the holidays, and that's kind of the topic for this month. You know, this is October, so thank God we're out of that super hot summer. The leaves are falling, I think, maybe not yet. I'm not sure. But something's happening out there. It's getting cooler, so that's good. You know, Halloween is right around the corner, and then that, I think kind of for me, that sort of like kicks off the holidays, right? Like you have Halloween, and then you have your candy and your fun, and everyone stops dieting, which is wonderful. And
right.
We just eat everything. And then we go into And then we go into Thanksgiving, which is, you know, a huge holiday for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then we move into this wonderful yet terrible week of Christmas, Christmas Eve, the day after Christmas, Christmas weekend, and then New Year's Day. And it's, I think, always kind of funny to me. That's like the Super Bowl of holidays, you know?
Yes.
That's the hardcore time period where everybody's family, everything's going on. You know, and then also, you know, you have retailers trying to get us to buy all the new stuff. There's just so much happening. So we chose the topic, surviving the holidays, to kind of really highlight how it can be a scary process, to be in the holidays because your budget's being stretched. You know, you might not like your family that much, so you might kind of be forced to interact with them, or maybe you do love your family, but you can't see them because of travel restrictions or budget, or maybe you just can't afford the flight or the drive's too much, or maybe you just had a kid and you're kind of freaking out. So, you know, all this stuff, or maybe there's some trauma surrounding the holidays for you. And then, of course, you know, your budget's being strapped and you have to be in two places at once and you have to do all the Christmas shopping and the wrapping and you got to make everybody happy. So I think it's really this kind of wonderful convergence at the end of the year of us stretching our budget, you know, so we have these financial stressors. We also have, you know, there's a lot of religious stuff associated with our holidays. So sometimes there can be some religious stressors. So we have spiritual, financial, relational stressors also kind of coming in at the same time because we have to make choices between, you know, which family do I go see if I'm in a broken family and I can't do both? Do I have to see my in-laws? Or is it, yay, I get to see my in-laws? You know, so you have financial, spiritual, and relational stressors all kind of hitting us at the same time. And that's, I think, just enough to put anybody in a really bad place. So tell us, as a professional counselor, like, what's your experience been like with clients and the holidays?
Well, professionally, I would say that I probably see the most people around the fall just because of the holidays and the stress. And people seem to seek out counseling then, which I think is awesome. It's such a good way of handling the stressors. But professionally, I've seen just people that are really struggling with depression, whether that's seasonal or whatever, or anxiety. And then it just gets worse with what you were saying, the stressors of the holidays and the shopping and the budget. So I think if there's already mental health issues happening, the holidays probably make it worse, even though, you know, it's supposed to be this happy time. It's supposed to be this, you know, time for love and family. Sometimes that's not the reality for a lot of people. And mm-hmm. I think that's okay.
Yeah, no, I love what you said there. It's supposed to be a happy time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to be. I always like to tell clients, you know, I don't like the word should. I think the word should is a negative word. It has its negative connotation of failure. Like, I should be doing this. I should be losing weight, but I'm not. That's a little Freudian slip for me because I've gained like 10, 20 pounds. I'm really not happy about it. I just put on a shirt earlier and it did
sweater
not fit.
Sweater weather. It's okay.
I know. I got sweater. Thank you. I get to bust out my sweaters. I'm really excited. Well, not yet. But yeah, so that'll be great. So. So I like to tell clients, don't should yourself, you know, like you're shooting all over yourself, stop shooting on yourself. And I think that word supposed to be, that phrase is very similar because we do have this negative connotation. We do have this natural negative thought process of saying, I should be doing these things. And if we look at it and we say, we should be happy in the holidays and you're not, well, that just makes it worse.
Right, it's setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, it just makes it worse. Mm-hmm. So tell us about some real, obviously, you know, we want to be careful with confidentiality and all that stuff, so we're not going to tell people, like, oh, I saw this person yesterday, this is their name, that kind of stuff. But we do want, you know, so we'll change names and we'll change stories a little bit and the connotation and all that stuff, right? So please, if you're listening to this and you are a client of ours, you know, understand we're never going to hold your private information, right?
We will honor you.
Yes, you will be honored. But we do want to talk about some of the real problems that you've seen clients, because, you know, real people are listening to this podcast, and we want to show them that it's okay that other people struggle like you do, especially during this time.
Yes. You know, the first story that is this very, very awesome man who was really struggling. I mean, he was just having a very hard time with a depressive episode right around the holidays, right? And wife's family was coming to town. Wife's family is from a big, big Hispanic family, so they were going to have like over 20 people over. And he was just not ready for that. And so I think one of the most helpful things that we were able to do was just have a family session with wife and just be very honest about, hey, how much can I handle? You know, if all family wants to go out for dinner after a very long day of visiting all the touristy things in Dallas, like, it's okay that you stay home and you have your you know, alone time. And wife was completely okay with that. She said, you know what, if my family doesn't like that, that's okay. You know, I'm here for you. You're the person I want to support. And I remember that man just felt very supported, you know, by his wife. I think at first he felt a lot of guilt. I think people in the holidays feel a lot of guilt when they're, like you said, supposed to be happy. But just being honest with the people around you that are supportive and coming up with a game plan is really, sounds so basic, but it can be so helpful just to say, like, hey, around the holidays, I do want to see the family, but I can only go for an hour and then I'm out, you know. Mm-hmm. Just having those boundaries and being very honest with yourself, I think, is really good, despite, you know, whether I'm going to hurt so-and-so's feelings or, you know, that doesn't work out with my family, they're going to be mad at me. I think at the end of the day, someone that truly loves us understands that we have limitations, and that's okay. Just setting that expectation from the beginning, I think, is very beneficial for our mental health and the mental health of those around us.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. That's a great way to say it. Yeah. If you are stressed about family, you know, definitely now is the time where we have to put those boundaries into place. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know, some family members, in my extended family specifically, have absolutely no understanding of what boundaries are. And you know, and family boundaries are different for every family.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and family relationships are different in every family, and it's totally fine, and it's absolutely okay to have a big, big messy family and a small, you know, calm family. I mean, either way you have it, it's just the fun of the chaos of family. But you got to be very, very clear with your family of saying, hey, I need this boundary, or I need this space, or I need this alone time. And I think that is so helpful to remind people that, hey, it's okay.
Right. I say that to clients very often, is it's okay to teach people how to treat us. It's okay to teach people what our needs are, because they can't guess them. Right. Mm-hmm. They don't know what you need or what you don't, even if they're supposed to, again. So, yeah, I think a lot of people might be fearful of speaking up about what they need.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, because for me, I only see my family, my mom, my dad, my immediate family, and my brother probably once every other year, maybe. We just have a very global disbursement. And by that, I mean, like, literally on different parts of the planet, not just in different states, but just kind of all over the world, time zones, you know, all over the place. But, and so I might see them maybe every year, and now that's enough for me. It's more than enough for me.
That's
I'm okay
as much
with
as
that.
I can handle.
Yeah. You know, not that they're going to be listening to this. So, you know, I love you, mom and dad. Brothers, but we all know what we're talking about here. Let's not hide it, right? Yeah. You know, that's enough. It's enough. So probably enough of me for them too. But you know, it does kind of create this, like you're talking about with your client, is there's like this pressure that this is the only time that we get to be with each other. So every second has to be packed full of activity.
Yeah.
You know, you have to eat out for every meal. You have to go. You have to stay at, you have to go to every store. You have to go to every event, because, you know, this is it. You just get so exhausted, and it's just so much war. And then it turns into war.
Yeah. Especially if they're coming from out of town, there's that guilt of like, well, they traveled, I need to entertain them. Yeah.
It's like staying at my house, and so that makes the house, you know, just full, you know, yeah. so they can kind of comfortable. And then you have habits that you might not share that now kind of commingle, and it can just get really kind of all over. It should get really messy. So it is okay, I think, is kind of what we're trying to say, Cecilia and I. It's okay to tell your family, hey, I need to just set this boundary. Just mm-hmm. let me know. I'm really excited. Looking forward to you coming for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But I can't have you doing this. Or I need some alone time. Or maybe, hey, let's not eat out every time. I'll make breakfast, you know.
Right.
Or, hey, there's a snazzy hotel down the road. Why don't I pay for that for you?
Yeah.
Boundary is it? But think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. Communicate it clearly and set that boundary. I think it's such great advice. So do you have any general tips, techniques, or tools that you might give a client during the holidays? I know we're kind of talking about setting boundaries, but, you know, is there something else that you might add and say specifically during the holidays, these are great things that you can kind of utilize?
Yeah. Well, the things that I always think about as far as tips is there's so much going on that it's always important to continue your routine as best as you can, you know, especially if you've been working on one in counseling, like sleep hygiene, you know, eating well, right? We're going to eat holiday food. That's okay. But if you still can have some of your regimen, right? Some of your, I still can sleep, you know, my 6 to 8 hours that I need, that type of thing. But speaking of boundaries, I think it's always good to look at your schedule realistically and give yourself limitations of how much you can take. Meaning, you know, in December, there's always like all this parties, you know, there might be your work party, your spouse works party, your cousin's dog's work party, or, you know, like so once it's Christmas. And so just limiting how much you can and want to do, right? So, okay, I'm only going to give myself 3 Christmas parties or 2 Christmas parties that are not family related, because not every weekend in December or, you know, after Thanksgiving has to be booked, right? That's just setting up for failure. Same with, you know, November, if you have like 8 Friendsgivings and one from church and one from like, that might be too much. Just giving yourself permission to say no. Okay, I can only handle one Friendsgiving and that's it, right? Or I can only handle my family's Thanksgiving and that's just going to have to be it. So again, that's kind of the same track of boundary of just learning to say no and being okay with it.
Yeah, that's such good advice too. Is just kind of knowing your schedule and your limitations, because it is okay. Now, you don't have to go to every.
No, you don't have to be part of every Secret Santa you're invited to.
Right. Although you specifically, Cecilia, you do have to come to the company Christmas party though.
Oh, I'm excited for that one.
Okay, this better not be like a metaphor and then you're going to call me after and say, hey, by the way, I got to set my boundary. I can't come to the company.
Sorry, you didn't make it to my boundary.
No, I think that's such a great point, because this is the time, you know, it is the season to be jolly, right? So everyone wants to have everyone over. So social people are more social, you know, reclusive people are more reclusive. It's the season that really, I think, puts everything into overdrive and hyperdrive. And so you might have, you know, especially if you're married to a spouse that really enjoys, you know, like an extrovert that wants to be at every party and you're an introvert, it can be really, really difficult to say, do we have to go to 20 parties this month? Like, that's too much for me, you know?
Right.
So that is good. Yes. Yeah, set those boundaries, use the power of no. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, hey, I've been invited to 5 parties. I'm only going to pick 2. Let me set those boundaries. So I don't have to spread myself.
If you do go to counseling, this is another thing actually. If you do go to counseling, continue to make it a priority, because that's probably the time where you need it the most. Sometimes, you know, we say, well, no, it's okay, I won't go this week because, you know, it's getting closer to whatever, the holiday. I think that's probably a time where we need it the most. So don't stop coming.
Yes. And we're not just saying that because we are professional counselors and we want you to come see us. But no, right. That's a great point, because I think you're absolutely right. Clients, I have noticed, you know, and I've been doing this for a while, I've noticed that clients will sometimes deprioritize their own mental health during the holiday season, because they feel like they have to choose people over them, you know, like they feel like they have to choose their kids or their, or their spouse, or, you know, they have Christmas recitals, they have Christmas shopping, they have Christmas party, they have to do all this stuff, and there's just so many things in the way. So they say, you know, I'm going to take the next 4 weeks off and I'm not going to see my therapist, or even budgeting, right? Like maybe I can't afford gifts and therapy. So I pick gifts over therapy. And I think that you're absolutely right. This is the time that you're probably going to need it the most, because this is the time when there's going to be most pressure on you. And so that's very good.
Right.
Well, wow, this has been fantastic. So Cecilia, we always end off, our last question is really kind of inspirational moments for you. So tell us something, you know, that has inspired you, but because this is a holiday episode, tell us, do you have like an inspirational story about a holiday? And it doesn't have to be Christmas or Thanksgiving. It could be Valentine's Day or Columbus Day, if that's a big day for you. I don't know.
I just love Flag Day.
Flag Day. Yeah, maybe you're really into flags. But do you have something about a holiday or the holiday season that has really kind of inspired you, or that can kind of you can share with us that will be, you know, wonderful and inspirational for us?
Yes. Let's see here. Oh, actually, this is a great story. And during college, I was very broke. there was no way I was going to get presents for my family. And so I just remember feeling a lot of anxiety. Like, I'm not going to be able to get anybody presents. And we have, you know, my big family, extended family, everybody. And I just told myself, you know what, this year, I'm just going to write everybody a handwritten letter about what I hope that they can accomplish in next year. And I was very nervous, thinking, gosh, we're all going to share our presents, and here I am with just handwritten letters. But I remember that was probably one of the most meaningful Christmas. You know, my family took it really well. Everyone really enjoyed just getting a handwritten letter. And I mean, to this day, some of my family members will say, you know, I still have your letter, and I still read it sometimes, and it just inspires me, or it just makes me happy. So it was just a good reminder that, like, really the holidays are really about family. They're not about, you know, these crazy gifts that we can get people or we can't get people. It's more about being present. So I think anytime that I'm struggling during the holidays, I go back to that story and go, you know what, that was enough then. I think that's still enough today. I'm still enough. So
that's so fantastic. So basically you're broke. So you can't afford presents, and you're like, hey, I'm going to give everyone paper and I'm just going to sign it and write something really nice about them on it. So really budget gifting, awesome way to make that really cool, because what it did is it inspired people around you. And so I think that's really cool. And then that in turn inspired you. And so I think that's really cool, because then they can kind of, that helps them to be inspired by others and to inspire others. So even if you're broke, this holiday season, that's okay. Write a cool note to somebody. And I think it really is cool, because most people don't do that anymore. You know, most people don't take the time to write a handwritten note and mail it to somebody, like through the United States Postal Service, which is a thing still, you know, and like actually use your tongue to lick the stamp and put it on the little envelope, you know, and then put it in your mailbox and raise that little red flag, so the mail guy will come by and pick it up, you know, and then, you know, I don't know, like 8 months later, it'll arrive at your friend's house.
You'll get it someday. You'll be inspired at one point.
Yeah, but it is really cool, because we don't, it's something that is just highly unexpected. We do not expect, that we just don't expect that would happen. You know, we don't expect to have people just out of the blue say, hey, I think you're a cool person and I want to tell you why. And, or maybe you've done something for me, or maybe I've just noticed that you've been really really good this year. So it's on Santa's list, you know. But no, just to say, hey, I think you're really cool and this is why. You know, I just think that's so fun and so awesome. So that's really inspiring. So for those of you listening, if you don't have resources, or even if you do, maybe take some time and spice it up and write a note and send it to somebody. I think that's really awesome and see where that goes. And I almost guarantee you that it's going to blow some people away. Other than your kids, though, I'm pretty sure right. The kids are still going to want the presents.
Yeah, no, not the kids. Unless they're really little, they might get impressed with like a box or something.
Like, this is great, Mom, but where's my PlayStation?
Oh, right.
I'm aware that you
nice
love
try.
I want my PlayStation. Yeah, absolutely. I got luggage here for Christmas. I was very confused by that.
Luggage?
Yeah.
I would be so happy to get luggage.
You're gonna be so excited. Yeah, I was just really confused. Like, what is happening? And then my mom said, you'll appreciate it one day. I was like, okay.
Well, I like getting luggage when someone is like surprising me because we're actually going on a trip. But
getting
luggage randomly is probably not as fun.
No, but it was really nice luggage, though. And I mean, you know, now that I'm a big boy adult, because I kind of feel like there are stages of being an adult, you know. Now that I'm really like a big boy adult, I appreciate it. Thanks for the luggage, Mom. Great. Okay, so I mean, that's really it. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you having you here. This is a great discussion about surviving the holidays. So we are so happy that you could be here today, and thank you for your time, Cecilia.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Wow, thank you so much for coming on the show today. That was so amazing, Cecilia. Such a great conversation to have, and such insightful ideas for, you know, what you can do during this holiday season to you know, just be the best you, to not worry so much about what's going on with others and not worry so much about money and family and just, you know, set some boundaries for yourself. And there's no reason why you can't enjoy the holidays too. So, you know, that's it for our show today. Definitely find us on Twitter at @TCG_Dallas. Next week, we have a great show and a great guest for you about more of the holidays. And then the week after that, obviously, is our Ask Me Anything. So send us your tweets. Let us know what you'd like for us to answer, and we'll be happy to take a look at it. You can, of course, find us on the internet, the interwebs. We are there, TaylorCounselingGroup.com. Our blog is TaylorCounselingGroup.com/blog. So if you're enjoying the podcast, check out the blogs. We post new blog posts every day. You might enjoy those. You can always email us info@TaylorCounselingGroup.com. And if you are in the DFW area and you're interested in therapy, give us a call, 214-530-0021. So that's all I got for you today. We will end this episode, like we do all the others, with an inspirational thought. This one comes from our very own Larry Barber in our Galleria office. Larry is a grief expert, and Larry's actually going to be on the show in the second half of our first season, which will be in February. So we're looking forward to having him come on in a few months. But for now, he's giving us this wonderful quote. We set boundaries because others around us don't. And that's it. End of quote. And I think that is just short and sweet and perfect and so relevant to what we're talking about today, because it is so true. We need to set boundaries because others around us haven't. And the holidays is the time when you really, really have to do it the most. So take care of you. That being said, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Today's Monday, and Monday's all about you.